This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. I've been chatting with Dr. Fahiza Patel. The 1st to the 7th of August is World Breastfeeding Week, and we've been touching on breastfeeding. Doc, as we wrap up the show, one of the other questions that Sina did share with me, if we could chat on it, touch on it very quickly, because then I'd just like to get your thoughts on what you would like to share as we wrap up, the role of breastfeeding in infant vaccine response.
Yeah, another very good question. So the infant vaccine response is very important. The EPI vaccination schedule that we've had for many, many years in South Africa is quite intensive. And we're doing a lot of work around maternal vaccination. So vaccinating a mom when she's pregnant for a disease that the baby is likely to get in the very early stages of its life, such as RSV, which we've just had a season for, and many people have actually ended up being hospitalized. So kids that are less than 6 months of age are very likely to catch RSV. And be hospitalized to an extent where they require ventilation, for example. And so vaccinating a mom while she's pregnant and giving that protection via that vaccination, both via the placenta and via the breast milk to that baby is fundamental. And maternal vaccinations is a very big field of research at the moment. And we've done a number of these studies and hoping to do many more for other infections that cause diseases in these small babies.
That's sort of using nature for its own benefit.
Exactly.
And its advantage. Absolutely fantastic. Doc, just as we wrap up, what would you like to share? Is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners, to your team, to the healthcare workers?
I think for young moms or young females who are of childbearing potential, for them to be able to make that choice at a time when they're ready to have a baby is very important. When you're young and you're not ready for it, it can be quite a daunting experience. So plan it well to be able to be equipped for yourself and to give the baby the best that you can give. And gather the support of your family. And to the healthcare workers, just a massive thank you, because I see the hardships under which they work, not directly working in the Department of Health facilities, but always being the eye close by, right, which watches the challenges that they have to go through. And to my team, I mean, they're amazing. The VITS-RHI team across the board, we work in clinical health research, implementation science programs with the Department of Health. And these are all aspects that strengthen our country and our health systems. And so I can't say enough about the team and the leadership that we have at VITS-RHI. Mostly women-led, so always proud.
Even better. They're fantastic, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. Dr. Fahiza Patel, thank you to you. Thank you to your team. And thank you to the health care workers that are looking after our potential new moms, our new moms and the newborn babies. You've been listening to 101.9 High FM, the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show. My name is Nicholas Ingle. Thank you for joining us, and I'll chat to you next week.